Finally today, news that Oscar-winning filmmaker, the director of The English Patient, and the talented Mr. Ripley, Anthony Minghella, has died at the age of 54. The cause of death, a hemorrhage following neck surgery that he had last week. His most recent project was a BBC television adaptation of the best-selling book, The Number One Ladies Detective Agency. That's scheduled to air this Sunday. And in fact, literary adaptations were what he was best known for, including The English Patient.
So promise me you'll come back for me.
I promise. I'll come back for you. I promise. I'll never leave you.
That movie won 9 Academy Awards, including Best Director. And though it was a highbrow, kind of classy period piece, intense emotions, sweeping desert panoramas, the quintessential Oscar movie. There were some critics. On an episode of Seinfeld, Elaine called the movie boring. But in this interview 8 years ago on NPR's Fresh Air, Anthony Minghella showed he could take a joke.
I was enormously flattered that they took the trouble even to... It was an index to me of how much The English Patient had pervaded the public consciousness, that anybody would be remotely amused by this. And in fact, in Britain, there was a much more sort of devastating and just devastatingly funny attack on The English Patient. It was called The Toy Patient, in which they dressed up some bears and, you know, woolen rabbits and played out the story with puppets, and it was much funnier and much better than my film.
What is your name?
I don't know. I can't remember anything at all. Wait, I think I'm going to have a multi-award-winning 3-hour flashback.
So, I mean, I just took it as a great compliment, really, that anybody cared enough.
He was born in England to Italian immigrants who owned an ice cream company, Minghella's Ice Cream. He said it was those summers working for his parents that drove his artistic aspirations.
I certainly remember the feeling of not being inside the world I wanted to be in, but rather imprisoned in the cage of this ice cream van. I remember vowing then that I would escape from the prison of the ice cream van and try and reinvent myself.
He reinvented himself, first as a music composer, then a playwright, a filmmaker, of course. And 2 years ago, he even directed Puccini's Madame Butterfly at the Metropolitan Opera. Here he is, interviewed on Weekend All Things Considered.
We approached this production with as much humility as we ought to have had, in the sense that singers are working all the time, and they're to be standing on the Met stage means that they're at the top of extremely competitive field, they're the best singers in the world. We are first-time opera makers. It's not for us to, you know, revolutionize opera.
Anthony Minghella would be the first person to say he didn't revolutionize filmmaking either. He wasn't the megalomaniac on the set demanding absolute allegiance to his vision, and he was genuinely surprised when people absolutely loved, or sometimes hated, his work.
I feel so uniconoclastic as a filmmaker, and it's always very strange to me that such an equivocal person and such an equivocal filmmaker should excite, you know, such extreme reactions in people.
Anthony Minghella, dead at the age of 54. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen.